Good evening. I'm Stephanie Tsai. John Yang is away. An Israeli airstrike in Gaza hit a school today, killing at least 80 people. The strike happened during morning prayers, according to witnesses. Israeli defense forces say Hamas militants were operating out of the school. Hamas disputes the claim. A newly released 911 call during the 2022 mass shooting at Robb Elementary School reveals a family member of the gunman tried to intervene in the shooting that killed 19 students and two teachers. Records released as part of a lawsuit against the city of Uvalde, Texas, show the shooter's uncle asked a 911 dispatcher to speak with him in an attempt to de-escalate the situation. The call came in about 10 minutes after the shooting stopped. At the Paris Olympics today, the U.S. women's soccer team beat Brazil, the first Olympic title it has claimed since 2012. Mallory Swanson's goal early in the second half put Team USA on top. It now has a record 5 Olympic gold medals in women's soccer. And on the track, Masai Russell added to the American gold medal count with a photo finish in the women's 100-meter hurdles. Team USA also picked up gold in both the women's and men's 4x400-meter relays. But a U.S. gymnast may be losing her medal. The International Gymnastics Federation said tonight that Romanian gymnast Anna Barbosu came in third in the women's floor exercise final last Saturday, not American Jordan Chiles. Chiles was awarded the bronze after Team USA made a last-minute scoring appeal that has now been nullified. It will be up to the Olympic Committee what happens with the medal. And longtime Google executive and former YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki has died. She had lung cancer. She played a key role in the success of Google, coming on as one of the first employees after renting her garage to Google's founders. For almost a decade, Wojcicki was the head of YouTube, which she'd urged Google to acquire. Susan Wojcicki, also a wife and mother of 5, was 56 years old. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the rise of explicit images online made public without consent, and the fight over book restrictions in Indiana's schools and libraries.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.